Test 73, Section 3, Question 4. Here we are looking at the reasoning technique. So this is a structure. And it says, some have argued that Freudian psychotherapy is the most effective kind because it is so difficult and time-consuming. So they're saying it works because it's difficult and time-consuming. But surely this doesn't follow. So that doesn't really work. Similar reasoning, concluding that a car repair chain has the most effective technique for repairing cars because the cars it services receive so much work and spend so much time in the shop, would never be accepted. And so basically it says this reasoning is bad because in this other case we would see it as bad. So it's basically giving an analogy or a comparison. So introducing a principle that contradicts one of the one on which the argument is based. It doesn't give a principle that contradicts it. It gives an sort of comparative or analogous example. Questioning the truth of the premises doesn't really question the truth of the premises. Presenting an analogous argument whose conclusion is thought to be obviously false, that's really good. I would probably pick it and go, but we'll look at the others. Claiming that the argument is based on a false analogy. It's not that the argument is based on a false analogy. It brings up an analogy to show the argument is false. Suggesting that a supposed cause of a phenomenon is actually an effect, and that's not what we had here. So answer choice C is our correct one.